It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show for changemakers, the organizations and positive leaders creating positive change in the world. The Bright Side is sponsored by PLINK Leadership. At PLINK Leadership, we have one big goal: to accelerate positive change. It's all based on fusing the sciences of human nature with the discipline of leadership to transform the world at work. Or, as we call it, accelerating positive change in a big way. And now as your host, Alexis Robin, Chief Experience Officer and co-founder of PLINK Leadership, I'm here to bring you 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey of becoming the best version of yourself. It's 2007, and I am sitting at home working on my small individual coaching practice, and I get a phone call from my friend Erin. She's working in San Francisco, and she says, "Hey, do you have any interest in taking a job as a senior sales manager?" Well, at first I think no, but then I talk to my husband and he says, yeah, things are really changing. The market's slowing down. He's in real estate at the moment. And so we start thinking about it. And eventually I say yes to this opportunity and we move our entire family from Lake Tahoe down to San Francisco. Then starts the cycle of change. Today on The Bright Side, I want to talk to you about the cycle of change and how it occurs, what happens in four different stages when you're in it, and how to use the understanding of the cycle of change to navigate with less stress and more ease when things in your life change. This is Alexis Robin on The Bright Side, sponsored by PLINK Leadership, and I'm excited to bring this topic to you today. Thanks for being here. So change starts when there's a catalytic event. There's three types of catalytic events. One is an opportunity, which I just shared with you in this opening story. Somebody calls you, they have an opportunity, you say yes, and voila, you're in the cycle of change. Outside of work, this can look like a marriage proposal. This can look like finding out that you're going to have a child. This can look like stumbling upon the perfect house that you want to buy right after you have put down a deposit on a rental for a year. It's an opportunity of sorts. The second catalytic event type is shock. And this is when something happens to you that you're not expecting. Your company closes down out of nowhere. There's layoffs. There is a restructuring, a reorganization at your company. There is a death in the family, anything that happens that you're not expecting. There's a forest fire and it gets in the way of your camping trip that you had planned. Anything that's from the outside that you can't control is considered a shock. And then finally, there's what we call the slow burn. And this is something that kind of chews at you for a while and builds and builds and builds until one day you snap and it's like, okay, we're making a change. And so either of these three things can launch you into the cycle of change. Now, there are four stages in the cycle of change. And this is based off of a model from Dr. Martha Beck in her book, Finding Your Own North Star. It was published way back in 2001 and still holds true today. The four stages are death and rebirth, dreaming and scheming, the hero's journey, and rest, refuel, and regroup. Now, in each stage, different things happen, and you cannot skip stages in the cycle of change. You can't rush stages, and if you do, you often find yourself getting kind of slingshotted back to the stage that you tried to jump through. So let's look at them each individually. In death and rebirth, it's called this because you lose an identity. So you're into the cycle of change because somehow your identity has changed. You may go from being a solopreneur to being a manager at a large company. You may go from being single to being engaged to being married. You may go from having no children to being a parent. There are lots of ways that our identities change. Death and rebirth occurs when our identity changes. So in this phase, we've lost who we used to be, and we haven't quite defined who we're going to be. And this makes it hard. Often people report when they're in this phase of change that they feel lost. They feel kind of like groundless, like they can't find their way. Nothing makes sense. They don't know what to do. There can be a lot of grieving. There can be a lot of uncertainty, big emotions. And it just, it is characterized by this sense of uncertainty and unknowing. It's a bit like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, when they go in the cocoon and they melt down from their caterpillar state into a bunch of mushy cells. It's kind of like that in death and rebirth. And so in this stage, it's really important to let go and accept that things are changing and accept that limbo is uncomfortable. It's important to find comfort in daily rhythms and things that are certain. It's important to practice the grief process, to spend time thinking through and examining your own beliefs, your thought patterns, and being present for your big emotions. Recommendations for this stage are to just focus on small moves. Don't make any huge decisions. Just give yourself the time you need to really think through and find your way back to solid ground. Now, as you begin to move out of death and rebirth into the second phase of change, which we'll call dreaming and scheming, there becomes these moments, these wisps of hope, where you start to think about who you might want to be in this situation, who the new you might want to be. And you can have moments of, oh, if we live in San Francisco and I take this new job, I might be somebody who goes to the theater on the weekend, or I might put my kids in music classes, which is something that wasn't necessarily readily available to me where I lived before, or I might spend weekends with my parents because they are close by. And so you start to get these wisps of hope, like what might be possible. Now, when you have fallen into change through opportunity, these come more easily, I think, because it's an opportunity, it's exciting, but you can be both sad and mourning your old life while you are excited and dreaming about what's to come. Both can be true at the same side. So when you're in this stage of dreaming and scheming, you want to think about what's possible from here. What can I do? You want to focus on exploring and trying on new things. People often change the way they're houses are organized. They reorganize their rooms and their furniture. They clean out their offices. They start wearing new kinds of clothes. They get a new haircut or a new hair color. It's really interesting to see what happens in this phase. And you really want to be trying on your new identities and seeing, like, who do I want to be in this space? Being able to think through and plan what you want is a really normal part. Now, often people feel a little bit off their rocker in this stage of change, because one day they wake up thinking they want to be a newscaster, and the next day they wake up thinking they want to be a professional dancer. And it feels that you have the conviction with each one. And so it can feel a little unsettling because you're dreaming of all these new things that could be. In this phase, as you move from the beginning to the end, in the beginning, there are tons of ideas. And then as you move towards the end of it in phase two, you start to get a plan, and you're thinking through the plan. And then eventually you move into executing on the plan, which is phase three. And this is called the hero's journey. And this can be hard, and that's okay. We often say the mantra for this phase is everything is harder than I thought, and everything is taking longer than I thought, and that's okay. And this can just be a hard place, but you want to keep going. You get to watch yourself in this phase be really strong and gritty, and you persevere through hard things. Oftentimes in this phase, as you're rolling out new ideas or new plans, certain things work and certain things don't. And that is predictable. We know that there are things that are not going to work once you put them into action in stage three. And people who don't understand the cycle of change, they often give up here. And if they haven't done their grieving and their thought work in phase one, in phase three, when things get hard, they get kind of rocketed back to that grief stage again. Now, if you've done your work and you've really been through and processed what happened and the change of identity and spent some time thinking about who you want to be in phase one and phase two, when you get here, you know that there's going to be challenges. You know certain things aren't going to work out. And when they don't work out, that's not a sign that you've picked the wrong path or that you're somehow flawed. It's just a sign that you're in this the predictable stage of change. and that you need to keep going. And so in this phase, we really recommend taking these big goals and breaking them down into smaller steps. We recommend rewarding yourself for being brave and trying to put something new into action. Pursue excellence, not perfection. People get hung up on getting it absolutely perfect. And the reality is it's not always perfect, but you want to go for excellence, not perfection. Just recognizing that when you're rolling something out, that it can run into challenges and it can be hard sometimes. And so that's the hero's journey. And as you get through this part of the process, then you move into the final stage, which is rest, refuel, and regroup. In this phase, it's really about restoring your energy levels to where they were, getting your motivation back, being satisfied with where you are, making small tweaks, small changes versus big giant changes and pivots, reflecting and savoring accomplishments. Many companies that we work with, they blow right past this phase. They do all this hard work and they finally get to the finish line. And then it's like, okay, what's next? And they never stop to celebrate how far they've come and what they've done. And this feels bad for employees. In order to help your employees feel really validated and motivated, it's important to stop and savor the successes and to kind of recalibrate, just tweaking vision and purpose, making sure you're still on track, restore yourself, taking time for that self-care, the people and places that you might have sacrificed a little bit along the way, and resist immediately adding more stuff to your plate. This can be hard for people who have been working in this high gear, this high pace for a long period of time to downshift and slow down, but it's a really important part of the process. Quick review. The reason why I'm sharing this with you today is that people who understand the cycle of change fare better as they move through the cycle. They understand why they're feeling what they're feeling in different parts of the stages. They recognize normal, predictable parts of change, and they're able to just navigate it better because they don't have to make up a story about what's going on. They just know that they're in the stages of change. As a reminder, phase one, death and rebirth, loss of identity, and sometimes the mantra for this can be, I don't know what's going on, and that's okay. In phase two, dreaming and scheming, where you're coming up with all the ideas about what you want to be now that this change has happened and who you want your new identity to be, the mantra is there are no rules and that's okay. So you really get to try on anything. You get to be free to explore different identities and different ideas and different ways of moving forward. And then finally, phase three and four, the hero's journey. This is harder than I thought. It's taking longer than I thought. That's okay. And rest, refuel, and regroup. Change is coming. That's okay. So we need to really rest our bodies. We need to refuel ourselves. We need to get that energy back and get going. As you understand these phases, it will really help you to see where you are. So I invite you at the end of the show today to reflect on where you are right now. Are you in rest, refuel, regroup? And what can you do to really pause and streamline processes and take time to celebrate? Are you right in it in death and rebirth because some big change has happened and you're navigating something large? Take time to just be present for all those emotions. Are you dreaming and scheming? Do you feel like you have no idea what you want to do and every day it changes? Have you dyed your hair a new color? You may be in phase two. Or are you in hero's journey, which can be that really grit-inducing, perseverance-demanding phase of change? So wherever you are, take a breath, recognize and honor the phase that you're in, and know that it's not forever and that you will move through as long as you stay present for what's happening in each of these phases and practice a little self-compassion along the way. This is Alexis Robin with The Bright Side. Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope you'll subscribe and listen to many of our wonderful short podcasts on life, leadership, and living on the bright side. Thanks so much and have a great week.